Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 5 o'clock here, 3 o'clock there. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Hour number two of Gwen and Chris with you for 4 hours. Excuse me, with you for 4 hours today, as we had no roundtable to give you. So it's just you get just no holds barred of Chris, myself, and Mr. Scraby.
I got to tell you that, Chris, just real quick, that Charlie Hoffman interview just, I don't know, I'm excited. It was fun. I just liked having him on. It was a good interview. It was fun.
Okay.
Is that good?
No, that's good. I like it. Yeah. Right? He's a great dude.
He was
great.
It was great having him
great
on.
Dude.
That's what you got from me right there?
Yeah.
That's all you got?
Tony's coming in hot with a take here.
Oh, yeah. Go for it. Sorry.
No, I'm not. I have no take. I was just going to tell you. I was just going to tell you, Chris, that a couple people have, you know, chimed in about playing.
Oh, Torrey Pines.
At, Torrey Pines, and they're just saying stuff like keep it out of the rough.
Sure,
as long as you keep it fairway.
Yeah,
I honestly wish I had that control. I mean, if I could just, you know, keep it in the fairway,
yes.
I would play golf like all the time. But it's because I consistently can't keep it in the fairway. That's why I don't play. It's not fun to be hitting out of the rough all the time. So that is your advice, Chris. Just keep it in the fairway.
Yeah,
man.
Keep it in
center
the fairway.
Of the green, too.
If I could keep it in the fairway and hit the center of the green, I wouldn't need to play bogey golf.
Well, hey,
to be honest with you, here's the thing. If I could do those two things.
I couldn't help but.
Yeah, those are pretty tough
for me. I couldn't help but think that as Charlie was telling you, hey, man, just, you know, hit it in the middle of the green.
Okay. Yeah, don't aim for the edges of the green because you're good enough to hit the edges of the green. Yeah. I'm pretty much aiming for anywhere on the dance floor.
See, I think when they say keep it
that's
in the fairway,
me.
They mean by any means possible. If you tee off the first and you hit a slice into the rough, then. And you tee off second, you hit a slice into the rough. Maybe you need to go to your 3-wood. Try to keep it in the fairway a little bit, Chris.
No,
you need to
that.
Do some adjustment.
No, look, I understand that. You want to go. Look, 200 yards straight is better than 250 yards sliced. I mean, I'm aware.
Yes.
I'm quite aware.
Because you lose a ton
of
distance.
But
on
as
that
Tony
slice.
Was, Tony's right, though. If I could keep it in the fairway and hit the center of the green, yeah, you know, I wouldn't have to worry about. You've played with me, Scrabe. I mean, I'm inconsistent enough where keeping in the fairway is a good challenge. That's not easy.
If I could purposely hit a worm burner 50 yards straight, I would,
you would
do
take that.
Yeah. I would do that. I can't. I can't even do that on purpose. Like, I can't do very much on purpose. There is once in a blue moon, I'll try to hit a shot. And I'll actually get somewhere in the vicinity of where I was trying to.
Yes.
That is like not just a great shot. That is an unbelievable shot for me. So
it's a beautiful feeling,
you know,
too, isn't it?
Right. It's 100%. It's not enough to keep me coming out. Though. I'm going to need that feeling a little bit more if I'm going to give you 5 hours of my day.
It is a long day, Tony. But we also know that you're... Just playing alongside Tony Gwynn Jr. can change careers.
It can.
Just ask the great Scottie
that
Scheffler.
That is true, my friend.
He was just a normal guy when he played with you 3 years ago, and now he's Scottie Scheffler. So
he was basically rookie of the year, right? And then now he's just the best player. On the tour.
You have to say now.
Right.
Because Liv has so many good golfers that you can't say.
Oh, he's the best player on either tour.
I don't know, him
tour.
And Bryson DeChambeau?
Sure.
I mean, the thing with Scottie
Bryson
Scheffler.
Bryson wins one tournament, now all of a sudden we talking about him.
Come
like,
on
just, come
now.
On. Scottie Scheffler was winning every other tournament.
And
stop
I will say, Scottie Scheffler is very good, but he's not competing against the best guys in the world now. He's competing against the best guys that are left in the PGA Tour. So some of these tournaments that he's winning aren't with the best players in the world that they used to have. So, I mean, he is absolutely crushing golf this season. He's winning everything he enters.
You want to know something funny? I have a buddy that lives out here in Dallas, and clearly he's listening to the show because he just sent me... He just sent me a video of my shot, of one of my golf shots. I don't know where he got this footage from, but it's of me shanking a ball somewhere on a different on a different hole, not even on the same hole.
How does
I was
that exist?
On.
How does footage of that exist?
I don't know.
We
he
can't find
got
footage of
way
your home run in the. We can't find the footage of your home run.
Yes, but we in Cooperstown, but we can
of
find
you, shanking a golf shot. Interesting.
Yeah. How about that? Nonetheless, we have, you know, taken this segment long enough without doing what we're supposed to do. So let's go ahead and get to some Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food from a healthier weight to more energy. When you switch your dog's food to The Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. Chris, what kind of sorcery is this? None at all.
Please tell me.
None at all, Chris.
No, none
it's
at
just
all?
Real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. And if you listen to Ben Higgins' ads, you can also eat the food yourself because he loves it, too.
It makes it sound like he eats it.
Yes,
I don't
he doesn't
know if
actually
he really,
eat it.
Truly does.
Does he actually eat it?
No. I can't see that. But in his ad, he says,
they say
my dogs
just,
love it and
not,
I love
they
it,
say
too.
It's not dog food. They say it's not dog food. It's just food.
I've had the Farmer's Dog food before. I haven't eaten it.
Wait.
You've eaten it?
No.
You've had it?
I've ordered it for my dog before, and it looks gross. Okay. I mean, for human consumption.
Have you had a spoonful?
I would not go that far.
That was a trick question. I thought you might. You looked like your face was about to say yes.
No, I've done a lot of weird things before. I ate a dog bone back in the day, one of those milk bones or whatever, for...
If I guarantee Bryson all of a sudden earned a lot more fans because of that performance than Rory did, that's for sure.
Yeah. Scraby's been a Bryson hater for a long time.
Thanks, Chris.
He's coming along.
And a Rory lover, too, at the same time.
And a Rory lover, yeah. We're going to
put me in a weird spot.
We're going to flip-flop you here, as you should. Charlie Hoffman is with us. Charlie's had a couple of top tens this year on tour, and... You know, I mean, I think that's remarkable. You've been in the game for so long, Charlie. I mean, 47 years old is, you know, that's
I'm old.
Yeah, well, you're still a young man as far as some of us are concerned. But yeah, to finish
in the game of professional sports, I'm old. I mean,
there's no doubt in professional sports, and I mean to have two top tens, and you talked about you just wanted to be healthy, you just wanted to feel good.
Yep.
Where are we here as we hit the midway point of the season? I mean, are you still holding up good?
I'm holding up good. My team that I've established through trainers, chiropractors, swing instructors, we're all kicking on all cylinders. Everything's great. It's actually it's been good. Traveling is usually my hardest part. I think we figured something out with some new gadgets while I fly to keep sort of the blood flow going and everything going, and it's really worked out as of late. So I feel healthy. I mean, it's just life in general. I mean, I was out on the water this morning on the jet ski with my daughter wakeboarding and no pain. Usually sitting down is pain, going over bumps is pain, zero pain whatsoever. I feel great. Now that could change tomorrow night because I've been through this before, but as of right this second, everything's great. And I'm looking forward to going. I took this week off to sort of strategically hang out with the family. As I say, you can't buy memories, and you got to make them. So,
nope.
Spending time with the family during the summer here in San Diego, and I'm trying to play golf competitively, but most importantly, make sure my kids remember me and have a great time during the summers when we can spend some time together.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate you taking some time out to hang out with us. Don't pull a muscle answering this last question, Charlie. But I am playing Torrey Pines for the first time ever on Friday. And I got to be honest. I mean, I'm pretty freaked out about it.
Freaked out?
I am. I don't know why.
It's a golf course.
Yeah, well, but you've seen me on, you know, certain courses. Things don't always go my way. I mean, I'm, you know, I think I'm good enough to play a little over bogey golf, but just give me anything I can take with me out to the course Friday, Charlie. It'll be forever appreciated.
You know, Tori is a U.S. Are you playing the South, I assume?
Yes, we are. Yeah. Right? Yeah, we are.
The South golf course is a U.S. Open caliber golf course. Now, the rough's, I assume, not going to be up. I haven't been out there since January, February. So what you want to do at Tori, it's actually not that demanding of a golf course off the tee, I would say. I mean, it's a long golf course. So if you play the correct tee, so you don't need to play all the way back and make a play,
no,
whatever, 7,500 yards, whatever it is. Just go out and pick the correct tee. But most importantly, the greens are structured very hard to almost repel balls, and like there's back little shelves. Hit to the center of the green. Don't worry about where that pin is, and try to make a putt from the center of the green. Because getting up and down around those greens is sometimes challenging. So I wouldn't try to challenge those pins too much, and just try to hit those center of the greens and hopefully make a couple long putts for birdie.
Ah, man, I made a long one today, and I think that used it up for the week. I'm okay. A little worried about that. Right.
Can you explain bogey golf now that we have a professional golfer?
Hold
on,
you made a long putt. You made a long putt. You used it for the week or the year?
Maybe the year.
Confused.
This one was long enough, so maybe I use it for the year. I think you're right, Charlie. Yeah, Matt gets mad at me because in my head I play bogey golf, so I add a stroke to every hole. And if I get a bogey, then I call it a par in my head.
Now, I say that's not a thing.
Matt gets mad at me for doing that, but I don't know. That's how I make my way around the course. So I don't know what your thoughts on that are, but
your thoughts are whatever. You know your handicap, and that's what's great about the game of golf is if you keep a valid handicap, I could go give you X amount of shots, and we could have a great competition. That's what's great about if you're relevant. What par is for someone, I would say average golfers, but if you actually keep score, you can have a great round or a great competition with anybody, no matter what they're in. I like to gamble with the guys on the golf course, and I've had some of my best matches against a 17, a 14 handicap, because guess what? They're getting a shot on every single hole, and I've got to play my butt off. They make a par, it's a birdie. They make a birdie, it's an eagle. And so I really enjoy those sometimes those competitions amongst friends that are getting a ton of strokes. It makes me sort of, every shot means something, because if you make a par, I've got to make a birdie. But so your thought process is fine, but I would challenge you to maybe try to make some pars for birdies, not just bogeys for pars.
Yes. One of these days. One of these days. One of these days. Maybe not Friday, but maybe the next time after that. Charlie, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great, happy 4th of July. And, you know, you're welcome anytime. So, you want to check in, just give us a call. We'd love to have you on. And good luck. Enjoy the week with your family.
Thanks, fellas. Enjoy the 4th also, and we'll talk soon.
There he goes. All right. Thanks. Charlie Hoffman right there. Our PGA Tour guy talking some golf and some pointed comments, but fair about Rory McIlroy.
Hey,
I think you know I like that.
I love having Charlie on. Love having Charlie on because he even though he may not be comfortable answering questions, he always answers.
He does.
He
always
gives. He does. And what he said
always gives a good answer too.
What he said about Rory was spot on, I mean.
Yeah, now it's up to you to tweet that out so he gets in the maximum amount of trouble.
No, he said he was trying not to. He was going to answer in a way that wouldn't create viral sensation.
That's what he said.
Charlie Hoffman trashes Rory McIlroy on radio show.
You could do that. You won't do that, but you could.
He are you going to adjust your bogey golf now?
No.
He just said.
He's challenging me to be better, which is what I'm challenging myself to be better. But in the meantime, you know, it sounds better to be plus two rather than plus 22.
I'm gonna text. I feel like we're at this point now where I could text him and ask him if we could play golf in the off season. Us three together, so and Charlie, of course.
Us three, or you,
and Charlie,
you, Tony, and him.
Me, you, Tony, Charlie.
God, that's
here
scary.
We go. Daily Gambit next.
Next up, Milwaukee is at Colorado. This is the only other game tonight in the big leagues. Rob Zazinski, I can't even. This is This is a real, like, by a vowel name. Z-A-S-T-R-Y-Z-N-Y. There's only one vowel in that name. Rob Zesris. I can't even do it.
I'm not even going to try.
No, don't try. He's pitching for Milwaukee. Austin Gomber for the Rockies. Over under 11.5 runs at Coors Field. Tony.
I'm going to say Zashny.
You're going to try Zashny?
Okay.
All right, I'll let you
Zashny.
Try that. Yeah, you keep trying. There's an R in there. There's a couple of Ys, yeah. Two Zs, an N.
I would say, I'm going to say the Z is silent. There's no way they should be active.
I think you should call Jesse in his hotel room during the break. And this would be actually a great challenge for Jesse.
I don't want to explode my man's brain. He's already got enough Ranger stuff that he's having to go over.
But I
throw this grenade at him. That might mess him up.
You know what? He'd probably just look back and go, it's Astry.
What?
How do you know that?
All right, we got to hurry
Zashny.
Up.
All right, over under. Tony, what'd you say? I didn't hear. Did you
over
say?
Under for what?
11.5 runs. Ooh, for the Brewers and the Rocks.
Over.
Scraby?
Over.
I'll say under. The Rockies are still that bad. They'll lose 9-2. Won't go over. All right, there's our Daily Gambit for today. When we come back, I think it's Tony's turn to take us out. So.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll try to talk some NBA, but there won't be that much time. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic.
Okay, a couple of big stories in the NBA today, including one that just came down recently. We welcome you back to Gwen and Chris, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in Dallas, which is where Klay Thompson is going. Klay Thompson. Remember him, Scrape? Used to play for your Warriors. Part of the Big Three with
Splash Bros.
Yeah, he was a Splash Brother. He is now a... I almost said brother, and I just thought
he's
that
was... He's a Splash Brother.
No, I said brother-er. I made a point to get the er in, because I didn't think I was... I didn't think I was cool enough to say Splash Brother.
Hey, you should have just went ahead and went with it. You wanted to Splash Brother.
Splash Brother. That's what Chris really wanted to say.
That's him.
That one hurt. That hurt my heart. I'm not going to lie.
That's him.
I thought... Mr. James was willing to sacrifice some loot.
Yeah, it sounded like he really wanted him to come to the Lakers.
Yeah, it sounds like there was a trade that the Lakers offered Warriors. Warriors said, we're not interested. And so, you know, Klay gets a new start. You know, I think this was kind of inevitable. What I just read was that if he had gone back to the Warriors, he would have been backing up the young shooting guard that they have. That backed him up last year. So I'm sure none of that was enticing. He gets to go to a place where he seemingly fits really well. You got two ball handlers that, I mean, his should make his life pretty easy in terms of doing what he does best, which is shoot the rock. I just, you know, to me, it seemed like it was a match made in heaven. Come on back home where you belonged in the first
place.
Yes,
his dad could have broadcast his games.
Dad could have broadcasted his games. You could have been a part of the exclusive Dad's Broadcasting Sons Club with me, of course, right? And he didn't take that, you know? And so it's a little disappointing. I don't know where to be as a Laker fan right now. I'm quite like... Just,
to me.
I don't know. I don't know where to be. We're in the middle of free agency. You seemingly need to upgrade somewhere. You got a D'Angelo Russell that sounds like you're trying to trade, that opted back into his deal. You don't even technically have LeBron James yet.
You have a son.
Yeah, I know we have a son. You're that
Scrappy.
Oh my God.
He's trying to stir something up. That's
he
all.
He is. Of course he is.
I just think it's hilarious that the Lakers draft Bronny when no one thought he would be drafted, and then LeBron opts out of his contract with the Lakers. Well, I know he's expected that he's going to come back. I know.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere. Klay Thompson.
You just want there to be some TMZ element of it.
Yes, you did. Klay Thompson, by the way, still holds one of sports' great records, as far as I'm concerned. 14 threes in one game against the Bulls in October of 2018.
Is that why you remember it so well?
I do. It was painful. And I do recall, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Warriors had 92 points at halftime that game.
Yeah, I do recall
they were like
us talking
on
about
pace
it on
almost
that show.
For a 200 against the Bulls. But yeah, Klay Thompson's a maverick. The other big news is that Jason Tatum is rich beyond his wildest imaginations. Wow.
He's rich, huh?
Yeah, I think he already was. But
really
now,
rich.
Really rich. 5 years, $314 million extension. Goodness. That is $63 million. What is it? $63 million a year?
62.8.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And the Celtics also extended Derek White.
Is that the guy from Colorado?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $126 million. He went to Legends High School in Denver, which is where my niece goes. So they're big fans of his there, of course. And so the Celtics extend, let's see, $440 million worth of money today. Is it any wonder, then, that the team is up for sale? Poor people don't have any money left, I guess. So they've just put the team up for sale.
Or which is probably more likely, they found out they could sell it for a lot more than they bought it for. Which is usually why they sell. Unless there's some like divorce or something coming up where the assets are going to have to be divided up. They only sell when they're about to make a boatload.
Oh, they're going to make so much money. It's not even funny. Paul George, by the way, 76ers. 4 years, $212 million. Did I see a tweet of him working out at the Jam Center here in San Diego? Almost sure it was Paul George.
Somebody Paul George tweeted it out? Let me see.
Somebody tweeted it out. I thought it was Paul George.
Well, listen, first of all, anything that weakens the Clippers, I'm all for. B, I think this is a good fit. And, you know, I'm all for competitive basketball. This gives a team a really formidable opponent now for the Celtics in the East, because they were formidable when Embiid was healthy. Now you get these three, Maxey, Paul George, and Embiid. I think it only sweetens the pot. I mean, let's not forget the Bucks will probably be a lot better than they were this year, year two of Lillard and Antetokounmpo and Middleton. Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
Middleton, yeah.
Yes.
I think the East is going to be fun to watch. They got three good, solid teams now.
And here come the Bulls, too. I read somewhere that DeMar DeRozan is like had it now because they traded Caruso. Doesn't want to go back there.
I believe that he is on the list of players that LeBron's willing to take a pay cut to bring on.
I think I would still take him, Tony. He's still got something, that guy.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think I would love to have DeMar on.
I really enjoyed watching him, even though the team hasn't been fun to watch the last couple of years. Man, he gets it going with that mid-range. Forget it. Forget it. Chris Paul's the other big name. He signed in San Antonio.
I love this move.
Okay. It shouldn't hurt Wembanyama to have Chris Paul there.
First of all, for Chris Paul at his age to go to a team that is likely not, well, at least going in, we expect him not to be very good.
Right.
I think says a lot about him. He does this often. I mean, it's not usually by choice. This is by choice. But he got traded to OKC, turned him into a legitimate ball club. Everywhere he goes, the teams win. Now, they may not win the whole thing, but they get better. And so I think it's a great move. If I'm Wembanyama, I'm like, yo, this is you. I couldn't have asked for a better point guard to actually pass me the ball. There's so many clips, and I don't know how true this is, of people making clips of seemingly the Spurs players icing him out or not trying to pass him the ball. I don't know how true that is, because, you know, social media can make anything look like it's a legitimate cause, but I think this is a great fit for him to have that type of point guard.
Who's my man? The referee came out and said Chris Paul was like the biggest headache in the National Basketball Association. Did you see that one?
No, I did not.
A month ago?
No. Oh, yeah, a month ago. Let me go through the
Rolodex. We talked about it is why I'm bringing it up, silly.
Silly.
Is it the one that they have beef?
I don't think so. It wasn't Scott... Scott Foster? No, it wasn't him. It was some other guy that's, you know, not in the league, but he said Chris Paul. Anyway, he confirmed what I think, is that Chris Paul's not a great guy, but that's why I've remembered it, because it fit my narrative, that's all. All right, more Gwen and
just
Chris.
Just like the Twitter folks out there.
Yes, right. That's it. Yeah, you gotta take them when you can get them. Smoke them when you got them, Tony.
Smoke them when you got
them. Let's go to break on Gwen and Chris.
342, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Let's get right to it, because we have not been very good on being on the clock. And although I hear that it's not as big a deal anymore, we certainly want to hold the line there. So,
yes, we want to be clock integrity.
What makes you say that, Tony, that it's no longer as big a deal? Did you hear that from Scraby, maybe?
Scraby, I don't know.
Passing
that
around to people all of a sudden?
I didn't hear.
I'm sure we heard it from you, Chris.
For me, I've never
You're
followed
throw
the
me
clock.
Under the bus.
I've never followed the clock from the beginning. So
that is true. Didn't hear it from me. That is true. Chris has not been following the clock.
No time at all. You know, we want to keep clock integrity.
Thank
you.
You
know what I'm saying?
That's good for us.
That's what you know, keeps a good show rolling. So, Scraby, mm-hmm. You got a little fair or foul for us. Let's get to it.
All right, this is not open worthy yet. We still need to make sure that we like this segment, but here we go with fair or foul. First, baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Now, last week we did this and I look for some harsher tweets this week. But basically, I'm going to read these tweets, and I did have to put them into readable format because some of these are not very easy to read. And you guys tell me if it's fair or foul. So let's go with the first one, and it's about Fernando Tatis Jr. And here's how it goes. It's no coincidence. See, I've already messed it up. Thank you. It's no coincidence to me that Fernando Tatis Jr. goes out of the lineup and the Padres go 6-2 since. Fernando was only as good as the PEDs took him, and it speaks volumes. This offense decides to wake up when he was removed from it. No one will want to hear this, but trade him. Cut bait on a bad contract and never look back. Fair or foul, Chris?
This is not even close to the foul line. This is like sprayed off up into the upper deck.
Oh, okay. So foul. It's like, yes, okay, I see what you're saying. It's a really bad foul.
Well, I mean, you can always make a case, I guess, that somebody's overpaid, and it's a 10, what is it? It's a 10-year contract, so maybe eventually. But, I mean, this is the cost of doing business for one of the, you know, most exciting players in baseball. It's a stupid tweet.
Tony, fair or foul?
It's foul. It's a crummy tweet. But, you know, this is kind of the gate that gets opened once you've been involved with something like this. People can just say ridiculous things and have a leg to stand on, at least in terms of that being a thought in people's heads.
You know, yeah, clearly the insertion of Bryce Johnson, as good as of a guest as he was Friday, in replace of Fernando, has spurred the Padres to this hot streak.
Yeah, I mean, it's just Come a on. Dumb yeah. dumb tweet on its face.
The chatter, the commenters on YouTube, you can watch us, by the way, YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search 97.3 The Fan. But I didn't see Tony's reaction. Did you apparently, like, faint or something, Tony?
I just went to sleep on it.
Yeah, because everybody's like, Tony just died over there on this one. But I knew you guys were not going to like. See, I have problems finding an actual fair tweet, but we'll keep going and see if we'll ever find one. All right, next tweet. Don't let those Padres shills tell you this team is good. Their best pitcher right now is Matt Waldron. You and Joe stole the bag by getting injured immediately after they got paid. This team is going to be lucky to hang around until the end of August. If you tell me this is a playoff team, I'll laugh in your face. Tony.
Read it to me again. Sorry, I got distracted.
Don't let those Padres shills tell you this team is good. Their best pitcher right now is Matt Waldron. You and Joe stole the bag by getting injured immediately after they got paid. This team is going to be lucky to hang around until the end of August. If you tell me this team is a playoff team, I'll laugh in your face.
Where are the Padres currently in the playoff standings?
I believe they're a wild card team.
No, so they're a playoff team. another dumb one. Yes, Matt Waldron is their best pitcher in the rotation right now, and yet they have won 9 of their last 11. Despite that, also
their best player right now is a rookie. So what does that mean?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's just you know,
just means they have a lot of guys contributing this year. Let's be honest.
This is what a team is supposed to look like. You know, a bunch of guys kind of chipping in and having some success. You know, Camposano gets off to a good year. He gets a good start. He cools off. The Gassioka steps up, and now he's swinging the bat well. I mean, go figure. Guys all over the lineup just doing different things. I don't know. I'm sorry, my man feels like he needs to spit in somebody's face. But I'm pretty sure if he spit in the wrong person's face, it could be lights out.
Chris, fair or foul?
Here's a drive down the left field foul line, way foul.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Stay fair that long?
Yeah,
I was like, wow. Off the bat.
I was watching. I was like, uh-oh, is that a home run? Oh no, it went foul.
Yeah, I mean, well, it could be right. I mean, we don't know. There's 74 games left. They're not in the playoffs yet, but you know, I'm pretty happy with what's happened here, and I don't know that we've changed our tune in the last 12 days just because they've won 9 out of 11. Because nope. I think I've always felt like this team could be better. I was more frustrated then than I am now. But I felt like this team was, you know, their star players still haven't played great. So there's a lot of room for upside. I think that's a, you know, this tweet is trying to point out that there's room for downside with some of the other guys. But I guess it just depends on how you want to look at it.
It's a good point Chris brings up. We definitely don't know. And I don't think any of us have changed our tune, right? We've said this team played 500, and when the big guys got going, it could change. That has happened. However, what is a fact is that they haven't had Joe and you longer than they've had them during the course of this season at this point. And they still are where they are, despite not having their number one, their number two pitchers going. They haven't. They've missed Manny at parts. They've not had Manny at, you know, playing his best during parts. Same with Toddy. Same with Bogey. They missed him for, I don't know, he's been out of the lineup for, since Atlanta?
Yeah, since Atlanta.
Is when he got hurt. So, I mean, they're doing all of this despite not having those guys. I would say that is a positive, not a negative.
All right, someone just said we should change the name of this segment to Scraby Reads Dumb Tweets. So maybe that's our next segment here.
Or you could just call it Foul.
That's true.
There hasn't been any fair yet.
Next one is about Manny Machado. Manny Machado is the master of making mediocre to bad stats look amazing because he has a good game every once in a while. Two home runs today means he's going to hit into 10 double plays and strike out on a slider low and away 5 more times before he hits another home run. Fair or foul, Tony?
I think this is another foul.
Is it immediately foul? Like foul right back, or is it like down the line?
Give it to me again.
Manny Machado is the master of making mediocre to bad stats look amazing because he has a good game every once in a while. Two home runs today mean he's going to hit into 10 double plays and strike out on a low slider away 5 more times before he hits another home run.
10 might be excessive.
10 might be excessive.
I think, I don't know if this person only watches like 10 games a year, but over the course of 162 games, if you end up hitting 270 and you have 25 to 30 homers and you have 90 to 100 RBIs, you're having a lot more success than everybody else in the league. And so I say that to say that is pretty much what Manny gives you, and you can't acquire those numbers over a course of time unless you are pretty good at what you do. The Padres weren't a team, a very good team last year. So, of course, his numbers are going to come in a state of, you know, nothingness, if you will. But if he puts up those same numbers on a team that goes to the playoffs, guess what? He's having that impact. So, I don't know. I'm starting to see this a little bit more than I'd like to see it, I feel like, on social media as it pertains to Manny and this idea that he doesn't perform well when it matters. I don't think that's true. I think maybe last year you might be able to say he underperformed, but couldn't say that the year before. You couldn't say that in 20 when he was, what, third in MVP or whatever it was. Like, I just think it's just a short-term memory when you go that route.
Dan wants to know, is Brian Kenny sending these tweets? And no, Dan, he's not.
You sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Dan.
You know what? I should just go to his Twitter and just go through that.
Yeah, this would put the segment together for you.
Chris?
Well, I was thinking about this whole notion that Manny swings and misses and strikes out all the time in between his, you know, hits. He struck out 69 times this year. Sounds like a lot until you realize that none other than Aaron Judge has struck out 93 times.
Yeah.
And I think we consider Aaron Judge right now the best hitter in baseball without question. So, you know, these guys do swing and miss and sliders down and away. You know, the good pitch will get them. But I that's why this is foul.
A bridge version of fair foul. This last one I thought was slightly funny. I don't care that.
So to answer your question, Scraby, it started off in the air, like down the line, as it got past third, and then it was pretty foul.
Blown foul by the wind.
Past third
Blown
base.
Foul by the wind. I don't care that Luis Arraez can slap some singles together because he might be worse defensively at first base than Eric Hosmer.
Oh, he dropped. Oh, my God. Here we go with this notion. He didn't catch a ground. He didn't catch a throw across the diamond, which is true. He should have caught that. But he's picked up far more those that he's dropped, and especially just fielding the ball at first base. So
I'm going to say that's fair. Eric Hosmer is a better defensive player than Luis Arraez.
All right, that might be fair. Okay, here
Maybe
we go.
Maybe not by a lot.
All right. Chris versus the fans next. All right, this is not open worthy yet. We still need to make sure that we like this segment, but here we go with fair or foul. First, baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Now, last week we did this, and I look for some harsher tweets this week. But basically, I'm going to read these tweets, and I did have to put them into readable format because some of these are not very easy to read. And you guys tell me if it's fair or foul. So let's go with the first one, and it's about Fernando Tatis Jr. And here's how it goes. It's no coincidence. See, I've already messed it up. Thank you. It's no coincidence to me that Fernando Tatis Jr. goes out of the lineup and the Padres go 6-2 since. Fernando was only as good as the PEDs took him, and it speaks volumes. This offense decides to wake up when he was removed from it. No one will want to hear this, but trade him. Cut bait on a bad contract and never look back. Fair or foul, Chris?
This is not even close to the foul line. This is like sprayed off up into the upper deck.
Oh, okay. So foul. It's like, yes, okay, I see what you're saying. It's a really bad foul.
Well, I mean, you can always make a case, I guess, that somebody's overpaid, and it's a 10, what is it? It's a 10-year contract, so maybe eventually. But, I mean, this is the cost of doing business for one of the, you know, most exciting players in baseball. It's a stupid tweet.
Tony, fair or foul?
It's foul. It's a crummy tweet. But, you know, this is kind of the gate that gets opened once you've been involved with something like this. People can just say ridiculous things and have a leg to stand on, at least in terms of that being a thought in people's heads.
Clearly the insertion of Bryce Johnson, as good as of a guest as he was Friday, in replace of Fernando, has spurred the Padres to this hot streak.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a dumb, dumb tweet on its face.
The chatter, the commenters on YouTube, you can watch us, by the way, YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search 97.3 The Fan. But I didn't see Tony's reaction. Did you apparently, like, faint or something, Tony?
I just went to sleep on it.
Yeah, because everybody's like, Tony just died over there on this one. But I knew you guys were not going to like. See, I have problems finding an actual fair tweet, but we'll keep going and see if we'll ever find one. All right, next tweet. Don't let those Padres shills tell you this team is good. Their best pitcher right now is Matt Waldron. You and Joe stole the bag by getting injured immediately after they got paid. This team is going to be lucky to hang around until the end of August. If you tell me this is a playoff team, I'll laugh in your face. Tony.
Read it to me again. Sorry, I got distracted.
Don't let those Padres shills tell you this team is good. Their best pitcher right now is Matt Waldron. You and Joe stole the bag by getting injured immediately after they got paid. This team is going to be lucky to hang around until the end of August. If you tell me this team is a playoff team, I'll laugh in your face.
Where are the Padres currently in the playoff standings?
I believe they're a wild card team.
No, so they're a playoff team. another dumb one. Yes, Matt Waldron is their best pitcher in the rotation right now, and yet they have won 9 of their last 11. Despite that,
their best player right now is a rookie. So what does that mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just
they have a lot of guys contributing this year. Let's be honest.
This is what a team is supposed to look like. You know, a bunch of guys kind of chipping in and having some success. You know, Camposano gets off to a good year. He gets a good start. He cools off. The Gassioka steps up, and now he's swinging the bat well. I mean, go figure. Guys all over the lineup just doing different things. I don't know. I'm sorry my man feels like he needs to spit in somebody's face. But I'm pretty sure if he spit in the wrong person's face, it could be lights out.
Chris, fair or foul?
Here's a drive down the left field foul line, way foul.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Stay fair that long?
Yeah,
I was like,
wow.
Off the bat.
I was watching.
Sorry.
I was like, uh-oh, is that a home run? Oh, no, it went foul.
Yeah, I mean, well, it could be right. I mean, we don't know. There's 74 games left. They're not in the playoffs yet, but you know, I'm pretty happy with what's happened here, and I don't know that we've changed our tune in the last 12 days, just because they've won 9 out of 11, because I think I've always felt like this team could be better. I was more frustrated then than I am now, but I felt like this team was, you know, their star players still haven't played great, so there's a lot of room for upside. I think that's this tweet is trying to point out that there's room for downside with some of the other guys, but I guess it just depends on how you want to look at it.
It's a good point Chris brings up. We definitely don't know, and I don't think any of us have changed our tune, right? We've said this team played 500, and when the big guys got going, it could change. That has happened. However, what is a fact is that they haven't had Joe and you longer than they've had them during the course of this season at this point. And they still are where they are, despite not having their number one, their number two pitchers going. They've missed Manny at parts. They've not had Manny at, you know, playing his best during parts. Same with Toddy. Same with Bogey. They've missed him for, I don't know, he's been out of the lineup for, since Atlanta?
Yes, since Atlanta.
Is when he got hurt? So, I mean, they're doing all of this despite not having those guys. I would say that is a positive, not a negative.
All right, someone just said we should change the name of this segment to Scraby Reads Dumb Tweets. So maybe that's our next segment here.
Or you could just call it Foul.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
There hasn't been any fair yet.
Next one is about Manny Machado. Manny Machado is the master of making mediocre to bad stats look amazing because he has a good game every once in a while. Two home runs today means he's going to hit into 10 double plays and strike out on a slider low and away 5 more times before he hits another home run. Fair or foul, Tony?
think this is another foul.
Are we? Is it immediately foul? Like foul right back, or is it like down the line?
Give it to me again.
Manny Machado is the master of making mediocre to bad stats look amazing because he has a good game every once in a while. Two home runs today mean he's going to hit into 10 double plays and strike out on a low slider away 5 more times before he hits another home run.
10 might be excessive.
10 might be excessive.
I don't know if this person only watches like 10 games a year, but over the course of 162 games, if you end up hitting 270 and you have 25 to 30 homers and you have 90 to 100 RBIs, you're having a lot more success than everybody else in the league. And so I say that to say that is pretty much what Manny gives you, and you can't acquire those numbers over a course of time unless you are pretty good at what you do. The Padres weren't a very good team last year, so of course his numbers are going to come in a state of, you know, nothingness, if you will. But if he puts up those same numbers on a team that goes to the playoffs, guess what? He's having that impact. So I don't know. I'm starting to see this a little bit more than I'd like to see it. I feel like on social media as it pertains to Manny and this idea that he doesn't perform well when it matters. I don't think that's true. I think maybe last year you might be able to say he underperformed, but couldn't say that the year before. You couldn't say that in 20 when he was, what, third in MVP or whatever it was. Like, I just think it's just a short-term memory when you go that route.
Dan wants to know, is Brian Kenny sending these tweets? And no, Dan, he's not.
You sure?
Yes, I'm positive. You know what? I should just go to his Twitter and just go through that.
This would put the segment together for you.
Chris?
Well, I was thinking about this whole notion that Manny swings and misses and strikes out all the time in between his, you know, hits. He struck out 69 times this year. Sounds like a lot until you realize that none other than Aaron Judge has struck out 93 times.
Yeah.
And I think we consider Aaron Judge right now the best hitter in baseball without question. So, you know, these guys do swing and miss and sliders down and away. You know, the good pitch will get them. But I that's why this is foul.
A bridge version of fair foul. This last one I thought was slightly funny. I don't care that.
So to answer your question, Scraby, it started off in the air, like down the line, as mm-hmm. it got past third, and then it was pretty okay. foul.
Blown foul by the wind.
Past third
Blown
base.
Foul by the wind. I don't care that Luis Arraez can slap some singles together because he might be worse defensively at first base than Eric Hosmer.
Oh, he dropped. Oh, my God. Here we go with this notion. He didn't catch a throw across the diamond, which is true. He should have caught that. But he's picked up far more those that he's dropped, and especially just fielding the ball at first base. So
that's a
I'm going to say that's fair. Eric Hosmer is a better defensive player than Luis Arraez.
All right, that might be fair. Okay, here
Maybe
we go.
Maybe not by a lot.
All right. Chris versus the fans next.